The Attorney General's report states that the DRT failed to properly preserve and maintain the Alamo, misused state funds for its own benefit, and let its own organizational needs get in the way of acting in the best interest of the Alamo and the state of Texas. The investigation began after a February 2010 complaint from an informant. It listed extensive management and internal dispute allegations. The same complainant notified the governor's office 2 months later that the DRT was seeking a federal trademark for the Alamo, which it did not have permission to do. The report stated that the DRT used state funds for its own legal expenses and that it had improperly used $350,000 to operate its own library. Other management problems were listed, including abolishing the position of executive director of the Alamo. The state legislature in 2011 passed a bill transferring custody of the Alamo complex to the Texas General Land Office. The Attorney General stated that because legislation has addressed the management problems, no formal legal action will be pursued against the DRT. However, the Land Office is working on an audit to inventory all the historic artifacts stored at the Alamo and to determine which belong to the DRT and which belong to the state. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.